Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I thought you might be able to help.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert. Everything you need to know from the world of entertainment and pop culture at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
Now tell us everything.
All right, Matthew McConaughey, I'm sure, was asked this in an interview, and he didn't just like hold a press conference about this topic, but he said he may consider running for Texas governor one day.
I could see it.
He's not sure. He said, "Politics seemed to be a broken business to me right now, and when politics redefines its purpose, I could be a hell of a lot more interested." Mm. The current governor of Texas is up for election in 2022.
Listen.
I'd vote for him. I don't even know where he stands on anything.
Guys, it happened to the Terminator. The Terminator became a governor of a major state. The Terminator.
Yeah, that's true. It's
the
true.
Terminator.
We got you,
from
buddy.
Terminator?
Yep,
Terminator
we've heard
2?
Of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. Thank you for reminding us. Mm-hmm.
If you want to move to a different city, maybe around the world because you're tired of this, first of all, you can't just do that. But I will read this anyway. New research is out showing the world's most expensive cities. There's a three-way tie for first place. Want to take a guess?
San Francisco.
Oh, good
this is
guess.
The world.
Oh, the world. Paris
is one.
Okay, New York.
Nope.
I think San Fran might even be a little more expensive than New York.
I think you're right, Steve. You're
so
smart.
I'll tell you. First place, go ahead, Steve.
I just like me is what I was saying.
Oh, okay.
Now it feels like I shouldn't have been interrupted with that.
Paris, Hong Kong, and Zurich, Switzerland are a three-way tie for first. Fourth place is Singapore. Eighth place is New York City. And 10th is Los Angeles.
Okay.
Cool. That was fun.
Yeah. What do you guys think about apple pie Pepsi?
Nope.
I'd try it. It sounds like a cider.
Yeah, I think it would be pretty good. I like vanilla Pepsi, and I think it might be similar.
Yeah, I just wish it wasn't brown.
Maybe a Dr. Pepper taste, maybe?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Well, it's not necessarily going to be out on shelves, but Pepsi is about to release apple pie Pepsi as a contest. It's only available through a social media contest. You just post a photo of your biggest baking fail on Twitter or TikTok and use the hashtag Pepsi Apple Pie Challenge and follow Pepsi as well.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Plenty of those. Plenty.
So. Yeah, yours aren't so bad, though.
Oh, you don't know the disasters I've had in the kitchen.
You don't know me.
Okay, that's the latest dirt. You can find more by downloading our app or going to mytalk1071.com.
That is brand new information. Talk Dirt Alerts at the top of every hour and at 8:20, 12:20, and 5:20 on My Talk 107.1.
Hello. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Hey, what?
How are you?
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Thanks,
man. Sorry, this isn't going great.
This is terrible. Let's start all over. Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning,
everybody.
Welcome to the Donna and Steve Show. Appreciate you guys listening.
Morning, everybody.
No, Steve.
Morning, everybody.
Okay, it's fine. Your birthday's in a week or less.
My, I keep forgetting. Ooh. Yeah, my birthday is 6 days.
Ooh.
Stevie boy will be 37, halfway to 74.
Wow.
Halfway to 74.
He can't help himself.
That's just how I always think of people's ages.
Okay.
I just, Donna.
Okay,
you know.
Steve.
No, wait,
don't
hey.
Do it.
I, say
I don't like it.
Halfway to a smucker's jar. Just saying, it'd be great.
Smucker's jar.
And maybe I'll be an old crusty weatherman at that point, and I'll be like, and a very happy birthday to
no,
this.
No, that'd be great.
This broad. Can you say that if you're an old guy referencing an old woman?
Sure.
Do people say broad still?
I do.
My grandpa used to.
Look at this broad.
He was married, 7 times, my grandpa.
Is that right?
He would be like, what was that one broad, huh?
He was from New York. Grandma he had this thick accent.
And so he would have to ask his current wife, my grandma, who he was married to in the past. He's like, what was that one broad, Marty?
Oh, my God, Marty.
Marty.
Oh.
Hey, Dawn.
Yeah.
Usually offensive, by the way, a term to refer to a promiscuous woman.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know it meant a promiscuous woman. Wow.
That makes me feel bad. In college, I used to do the joke of, I don't know why everybody's going overseas to study abroad. We got plenty of broads to study right here.
Oh. That's a good one. No, so is grandma number seven your actual grandma?
Yes.
So she's your blood grandmother.
My blood grandma.
He was married six times before your like mom or dad came along?
Yes. My dad. Yeah, he sure was.
Whoa.
What?
Donna, be more encouraging.
It's great because because he was going through the list and we realized he was married seven times. My grandma thought he was married six times.
Oh no.
And
who's the other woman?
He went through the list and then he went. And my mom goes, wait a minute, that's seven. And he was like, stop talking about it.
Because
like,
she's actually number eight.
Yeah, don't talk about it. She's actually number seven. But he thought she was six.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot. But then he was with her for a very long time.
Yeah, but how old must he have been by the time he had your dad? And that's a lot of wives to go through.
This is my, he would be my step-grandpa. So my grandma was married to someone else.
Got it. Okay, mm-hmm. Now I get it. Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
What a journey into your family tree. There were more branches than we thought up there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Seriously.
Mercy.
All those other broads.
Hey,
who knew who they were?
Oh, my gosh. Do we have new restrictions, you guys?
Yeah.
From the governor? I didn't listen to the... Was there a...
Yeah.
Press conference.
Yeah, we have some new restrictions. And it's going to be for... Can I offer a bleak suggestion?
A suggestion?
A prediction. A prediction.
Sure, go ahead.
My wife was, talking to me about some of these things today. And I said, if I'm being honest, I know that he says that this is for the next 4 weeks.
Oh.
But that's because he knows that we are a fragile people.
Mm, yeah.
And we can't stomach hearing 3 months.
Yeah, that's
right now.
True. I so agree with you.
But, she was just saying, there are certain, like, dance classes are gone, so then the kids can't go, my daughter can't go to the dance class. And she was talking about, if we travel during Christmas, they said that they, if you travel over the holidays, that they're going to, in January, have you do a 14-day quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't think they're going to have classes in January. I said, I don't think that needs to be a determining factor for us because if you look at the numbers, what's tough is, and the governor mapped this out yesterday, and I know everybody feels all the feels and it's tough and it's frustrating and it's sad and it's all of those things at the same time. He broke down how many, COVID-19 deaths we've had in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to spitball here because I can't see it, but there were 200 plus in September. There were about 450, and this is in Minnesota, in October. And in November through 18 days, we already had like 470 or 500. We're on pace for 900.
Oh my gosh.
In November, which means, I mean, the math is the math. December, it would be shocking if the number was down.
Right.
And if it was at like 1,500 or 2,000, this is like a compound interest thing in all the wrong ways. And so I think that we just have a tough few months that are ahead of us. And then he was breaking down the availability of hospital beds. And so anyway, bars and restaurants, they're going to be, he's calling them a pause. Because again, Governor Walz knows we are a fragile people. Fitness centers, pause. Gyms, fitness centers, indoor sports facilities, those are going to be closing as of this Friday. Bars and restaurants and similar businesses like breweries and hookah bars have to just do takeout and delivery or walk-up service. Barbershops, salons, and retail businesses can stay open, but are limited to 50% capacity with a maximum of 250 people inside. Organized sports, all youth sports, must stop, including high school games, for a month. The same true for adult sport leagues. College and professional teams are exempted, though collegiate sports must follow recommendations laid out by the state. So he has an open list and then a paused list. But salons still open, places of worship, religious services, weddings, funerals still open, but with capacity restrictions, social distancing, and masks. They're recommending for outdoor recommendation that you need to do that with just your household, even outside, even socially distanced.
Wow.
They say stay home when you're able. Schools and childcare providers are operating, independently. There's not a state mandate right now. They're open. So, we're all distance learning in my district now.
Mm-hmm.
But each district, it's still a district to district state decision. There hasn't been a statewide mandate like we had in the spring just yet. But each of these districts seem to be following their own criteria as to what's happening with the virus in their specific district. And so then they can make those decisions accordingly, which I think makes sense. But yeah, we had it's a full house down there. We have dead spots of Wi-Fi, kids learning out in the living room, other kids at their desks, a dog pooped right before we came on the air in the house, and then right after he pooped, a baby fell and smacked his head on a door jamb. So that was all in the 2 minutes prior.
No.
I scooped up poop and then handed a crying baby to my wife and then came up here. Good morning, everybody.
Oh no, Steve.
No, we got this. It's only going to be like this for a while.
I wish I could hold your baby. I got to be honest.
Me too.
I need some comfort right now in my life. And there's no better feeling in the world than holding a baby on your chest.
And a baby like hugging you or grabbing your finger.
It's just like your heart melts.
After the pandemic, you can look into, they have baby cuddler volunteer positions at hospitals.
Yes.
Where you just go in and cuddle the babies.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's true. My sister worked in the intensive care nursery, and they would have people come in and rock the babies and hold them.
Yeah.
Because the parents can't be there all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love it because I'm at the age where I should be a grandma, but it's never going to happen for me.
Oh, right.
Yeah, my daughter's
not really
having kids.
Typically at the age when you should be a grandma, but
maybe
you're
not
at the point in life because
where
your daughter's older.
A baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, God. You got to volunteer. Donna, won't be able to. They do background checks.
So. Whatevs. Hey, just real quick, Timberwolves got the first round draft pick.
Yeah.
And
the first overall pick.
Yes, Queen. What's the guy's name? Anthony Edwards.
You got it, girl.
6'5".
Is that the same name of the ER doctor? From
it
ER?
Is. It is. Well, it's the actor's name.
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy's from Atlanta. He did one season in college.
University of Georgia. Georgia Bulldogs.
UGA.
He's 6'5".
Yeah, 220.
He's 19 years old and he weighs 225 pounds.
Awesome. He seems like he's a really good player. I could read some stats and pretend I know what I'm talking about, but you would just make fun of me, so I won't. We gotta go.
And Ricky Rubio is back also.
Oh, did he come back?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, nice, I missed that.
I heard that on the show this morning. I didn't bring that story. Someone else told me.
Oh, good to
wait know. Until I bring you a very depressing story about Chuck E. Cheese. Why does Chuck E. Cheese, the character, love celebrating birthdays? It will depress you that and more stupid things you don't need to know next on Donna and Steve.
Hey, guys. It's me. It's Donna on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. Oh, it's those two, too. It's Steve.
Hello.
And it's Dawn. Sorry, I'm trying to send you guys some information and I'm doing...
doing it very wrong. She calls me during the break. Hey, did you get the email I sent? I said, no, I haven't seen any email from you. Are you sure? Yeah, is it spatterson@ksdp.com? It is, yeah. Oh, geez, I don't know why. I'm refreshing. And then she gets an email
from
our guest
source,
who's going to be joining us at 9:30, who said, hey, did you mean to send this information to them? You put their emails into just the body of the email, not into the address line.
Oh, my.
You guys, I hate Gmail. It is the worst email ever.
I don't like it either.
It's terrible. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, we will be talking to one of your people, Dawn.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Tolls, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
What coming up at 9:30.
He is one of yours.
He's a paranormal investigator,
day creepy trader. Ghost guy.
Yes, and there's a show on tonight on the Travel Channel, so we'll be talking to him about that episode of the Holzer Files. Dun dun dun. But first, this.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something that I think is just a little bit of a bummer about Chuck E. Cheese. A lot of kids... What's going on?
Sorry, that's stupid. Chuck E. Cheese, even the name is...
Listen, so this dumb. This is a place for kids to go and celebrate birthdays. It's a fun place to be. A little bit of skee ball. I love Chuck E. Cheese.
Sure, I get it. Okay, all right.
When it's not crowded.
Pizza, yeah, it's good.
The reason that Chuck E. Cheese loves celebrating birthdays is, according to a book on his origin story... He's an orphan who didn't know his own birthday, so he loved other kids' parties.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That's crazy. The bottom line.
That's sweet.
But when you think about it, that can't be abnormal for a rat.
Mm-mm. Oh, Chuck E. Cheese is a rat?
Because of how promiscuous their parents generally are. You talk about broads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
A lot of rat broads.
Right? Rats and rabbits.
What's the equivalent of a male promiscuous
I don't know.
Well, there isn't a word, which is really...
That's a shame. Let's make one now.
Gigolo?
Okay.
Man.
What about male slut?
Man ho. Yep.
Man ho. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Chevy Chase played in a band in college with Walter Becker and Donald Fagen, who went on to form what band? Walter Becker,
the Goo Goo Dolls,
and Donald Fagen.
No, it's someone older. It's Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Some people call Superman the Man of
Steel.
So the band,
yes,
Steel.
There's one band that has a form of the word steel in it, and I think only one band.
Steely Dan.
Mm-hmm. You got it, my girlfriend.
I didn't even realize that was a band.
You thought it was a guy?
Yep.
Really?
Dan Steely. It was just like Steely Dan, like they're calling roll call.
Right, like Bond, James Bond.
Yeah. Jury duty. Steely. Dan.
Oh, boy.
Dan Steely. Oh, Costco sells roughly 1/8 of all the blueberries in the world.
Seriously?
Ask me.
Wow. Costco. I love Costco. It's my favorite store.
Hey, I'm about to test Costco's return policy. I don't feel good about returns.
Oh, it's fine. Yeah, Steve, even if you don't like something, you could just bring it back and go, yeah, I didn't like it.
That's what they say. That's what they say. It's so and everybody easy. Says Costco always wants to make it right. Well, we purchased a sectional for our loft this summer from Costco, and I had searched all sorts of Costcos to find this friggin' couch, and then I finally found it, and now one of the back cushions is which is sewn to the back frame of the couch is now split open, and so I'm gonna have to take a picture, and what do? I don't even think they make it anymore, so now what do I do?
What a pain.
What do I do now?
It's not like a pair of pants.
No, they have to come pick it up.
I mean, I would love to just get a replacement part, because it's a modular sofa, which means it's just a bunch of little individual pieces all together. But if it's no longer sold, then
they give you a new one.
What do you do?
They'll give you a new one after they pick it up. Pick it up, yeah.
Pick it up, yeah. What do I get rid of it? Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh man.
You mind if I come to your birthday?
You're a rat.
Oh.
You guys, I think I saw someone pick up a rat yesterday at the park.
Excuse me?
And throw it in the lake. He had it by the tail.
Savage.
He had gloves on.
What?
And I'm like, what is he holding? He was holding this thing by the tail. It was large.
Was it dead?
I'm hoping. I think it was dead. I don't think he was just drowning a rat.
Somebody's taking out their anger of the pandemic on rats.
Right? I was like, what is he holding? What is it? Oh, now he's... Oh, no. Anyway, that's my story. I gotta go. Goodbye, Chucky. Hey, when we come back, we are going to talk to our special guest about a really cool episode of the Holzer Files on the Travel Channel tonight. Paranormal investigator Dave Trader is going to be joining us when we come right back. So don't go away. That's up next on My Talk 107.1. You guys, thank you so much for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Hey, don't forget, coming up at 10:20 this morning, we're going to be announcing another name in our Live for Free contest. If you hear your name, you got to call us back within 10 minutes. And if you do, we'll give you $100 and we'll throw you into the hopper for $10,000.
Yes.
So make sure you are listening. Very exciting. Also, right now, very exciting, we've got a special guest on the line, paranormal investigator and host of the Darkness Radio podcast, among other impressive credentials, not to mention all-around good guy, Dave Schrader, a.k.a. Darkness Dave, joining us right now to talk about his latest project for the Travel Channel. Hey, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Donna, Steve, thank you both for having me on today. Dawn, thanks for connecting us. I appreciate this.
Yeah.
The Holzer Files. This is a really cool opportunity. We're now in second season of this paranormal TV show on Travel Channel, where we're walking in the very long shadow of original American paranormal investigator Dr. Hans Holzer. And we're reinvestigating cases that he opened 40, 50, 60 years ago to see if there's any new information or spirits that have made themselves known. And it's been a great ride.
Is Hans Holzer like the OG of paranormal investigation? You know, is he original?
He is one of the forefathers here in the United States to really kind of bring it into the spotlight. In the 70s and 80s, he was on Sightings, In Search Of, That's Incredible, Real People, anything that he could show up on to talk about this, he was out there. He was... everybody's familiar with Ed and Lorraine Warren from the Conjuring movies. He was their contemporary, and it started even earlier than they had. And he is finally kind of getting the recognition he so deserved. And we're bringing out these cases. Tonight, we're at the Franklin Castle in Cleveland, Ohio, to try to unlock these lies and legends that have been told about the location and the ghosts that are there. And this one is, I've got to say, honestly, we capture one of the best pieces of visual evidence of ghosts I've ever encountered.
I watched the episode. I hate this. I'm scared, Dave.
Listen, Steve, I just have to interrupt you for 1 second, Dave, because Dave at my last radio station would come to the station and just show us some of the footage. And I would scream and just be like, oh, my God, I can never unsee that. And I know exactly what you're talking about. And I didn't see it at first. So I went back and watched and went, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have nightmares tonight. It is unbelievable.
It was an interesting aspect. And we did something a little different. When I was filming this episode, as I was talking to one of the historians, it became a very emotionally impactful episode to me because it turned out the little girl's spirit that we were trying to communicate with, Emma Tiedemann, had passed away from complications of diabetes, type 1. And it was on the second anniversary of the date I almost lost my own daughter to type 1 diabetes.
Oh,
and I just got very emotional. Thankfully, they edited out all the crying scenes because I broke down numerous times filming in this episode, thinking about what was going on and who these spirits that are kind of time locked are and what's going on. And we actually kind of think outside the box on this episode. We do a couple of different type of experiments, one with a Ouija board, which I know a lot of people will raise their eyebrows over, but I think we're doing something really unique with it. And then my daughter, Ripley, who I almost lost to diabetes, she kind of Skypes in for the ghost hunt to help us try to make communication with this little girl. And I really think that is a big portion of why we were successful and got the type of activity that we got tonight. So it was it's a really strong episode, very good storyline, and the I think you guys are going to enjoy the evidence. It's freaky.
Dave, I've expressed this to you when you were on Twin Cities Live, and I'll tell those folks again, I am a weenie, I am afraid of this stuff, I just choose to turn a blind eye to it. You could go through life without feeling, without getting the chills and without getting scared and then thinking always about all the paranormal. What made you develop such an interest in this? Was there a turning point in your life where you were like, you know what, I got to look into this and go deep?
Dave, hello? You still there?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Are you
Steve,
telling me?
You scared him away.
Oh, my gosh.
That's there. All right, there we go.
Oh, wait, there he is. I wondered if I had haunted Dave or if Dave was now choosing to haunt me. So, Dave, just to reset, if we have you back here, what was it? Was there a turning point in your life where you decided ghost hunting is going to become a way of life for me?
You know, it's something you really have to kind of...
Oh, no.
Oh, no. We lost you again. Hello?
This is actually perfect.
It's a ghost, actually. It's taking over.
This is the ghost of Dave Schrader. This is not really him who has joined us here today.
Dave. Hello?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
There he is. Okay.
You need to find another spot because we keep losing you.
You might be in a haunted spot, Dave.
I don't know what's happening because I'm literally line locked into a hard line here. I'm not moving. I'm sitting in the exact same spot. I'm not on a cell or anything.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, now try to answer again. We're curious.
Okay, give me the short version of the question.
What made you want to do this, like, as a way of life, ghost hunting, paranormal searches, this is your jam? What turned that light switch on or, I suppose, off for you?
I had experiences my whole life. My grandmother visited me after her death when I was about three. I grew up in a haunted house in Illinois, and I've just kind of always had it around me. My parents never made it taboo or weird to talk about, so that just allowed me to kind of grow in this compassion for spirits and what's going on out there and try to get these answers.
Wow. Well, and there's good to come of this, because oftentimes what you are trying to do is to connect people on the other side or show them that, you know, let them know they're dead. Or in this case, something special happens in this episode that you guys are trying to accomplish that has to do with the little girl and her mom.
Right. It's interesting because you think, oh, well, ghosts are all kind of living around us at all times, but we're kind of starting to realize that they're kind of time locked. You know, the little girl passed away many years before her mother, and she chose to stay there and made herself known to many people. The mom passed away and we believe is there looking for her daughter. So they kind of coexist on different planes. It's like being on two different floors of the same house, but unable to find each other. And it's kind of heartbreaking.
Go ahead, Steve.
We're talking to Dave Schrader, host of the Holzer Files. He's a paranormal expert. He frightens me. And I'm curious on a personal level, Dave, you know, since you do all of this stuff in real life situations and then you see stuff and you experience stuff, what movies scare you? Do any scary movies actually frighten you anymore, or are you just a calloused man?
I am just desensitized and heartless. No, I love a good psychological thriller, like the movie Sinister was a good paranormal creeper. I like the Conjuring movies, I think have done really well, especially the very first Conjuring movie. So I think when they can get into the psychology as opposed to the slash blood gore version of it, I like a good psychological thriller.
Now, do you still get scared? Was it Shane or was it Gabe who was on this episode with you? Who something happens? There's a force.
Yes,
of sorts.
That was Shane. Gabe, Alexandra, and Gabe are kind of. Alexandra is the daughter of Hans Holzer. She's kind of the voice helping us bridge his work into our new investigation. Gabe does all the research, and then Shane, Cindy, and I are the ones out in the field actively investigating these claims. And yeah, Shane has a couple of physical encounters with something unseen in this episode that's really unsettling.
I would agree with that. And then and Cindy, by the way, she's incredible. Cindy is, now, is she a psychic medium?
Yes, Cindy Kaza. She's really talented at what she does. And I'm a skeptical believer, believe it or not. I've had experiences, but I don't believe everything I hear, and I don't believe every claim of somebody being a medium. And she has won me over, mind, heart, and soul. I've watched her do amazing things over the last 2 years that she taps into stuff that we had no idea, and we're able to actually uncover it. She ends up being the key to some of these mysteries that helps us unlock it.
Right, right. And then in the episode tonight, again, we're talking with Dave Schrader, paranormal investigator and host of the Holzer Files, which is on tonight, the Travel Channel. I believe it's on at, is it 9 o'clock our time?
Yes.
Tonight.
9 o'clock Central, yep.
Final word. She does some stuff that just is interesting because she speaks through the spirits, you know, she can, and she writes and does that writing thing and sketching thing. But one of the things that I think is really interesting is that you took the original evidence, audio evidence from Holzer's investigation, and you found something new in there that maybe he even missed.
Yeah, there's some really interesting elements to this investigation. Hans would he never really relied on technology for the paranormal. He would always go with a good trance medium, and those are the mediums like Whoopi Goldberg and Ghost. She would let the spirits talk through her, and he would go with Sybil Leek or Ethel Meyer, and he really was there just to document. He would record, photograph, and then take copious notes, and then try to communicate to the spirits through the medium to help them cross over and realize their time here is done and they should move on and find a better place.
Oh, Lord.
So scary. It'll be okay, Steve. Don't worry.
Me scared.
Steve.
Me scared.
Steve, I would love for you to watch tonight.
Oh, gosh.
And then just get back to
it would
us
haunt
tomorrow.
My nightmares. Listen, and I'm open with Dave about this. He scares me and he creeps me out. And I'm afraid. And he just makes me feel afraid. He is the man behind the Holzer Files. You can catch it on Travel Channel. New episode out tonight. So make sure that you watch that. Dave, other than the little haunting that happened midway through the interview, it was really good catching up with you again.
Hey, thank you very much. And if there's one quick thing I can mention.
Sure.
You know, this story is tied between the past and the present with this little girl, and juvenile diabetes and type 1 diabetes is still very real, and I think we're close to cracking the mystery of fixing it. If your listeners are in the giving and thankful season mood this year, they can go to jdrf.org. That's the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. They are leading the fight to try to crack the code of type 1 diabetes, and we're close. They just need your help. So if you could make a donation of any size at jdrf.org, that would go a long way to helping. And tune into the Holzer Files. Check me out at Darkness Radio. And thank you all for your support and allowing me to come on and talk about it today.
You got it, Dave. We'll talk to you soon.
See you, David.
All right. Take care.
Bye. That is Dave Schrader. You could follow him on Twitter at Beyond Dark Show or at Darkness Radio, and then on Instagram at Beyond the Darkness Radio. I did watch the episode. It did scare me.
Yeah.
It's on tonight at 9 on the Travel Channel. I'm going to go.
Okay.
Hey,
all
no,
right,
no, no.
You guys come back.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, if you see something, say something. You know how 2020 is going. Well, good news. The big giant Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center finally arrived.
Yay!
Bad news. It's a super 2020 tree. You have to see this. It's unbelievable. We'll get into it and let you know how Twitter's reacting when we come back. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Welcome back. Thank you for listening to the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
Hey.
Hey.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, you guys.
It's always a sign of the holiday season when the Rockefeller Plaza gets lit up with a giant Christmas tree, and you're like, you know what? We got this. 2020, we could use it right about now.
Yeah, right.
I would like you to click on the link if you haven't already.
I have not.
This is the Christmas tree that is now going up at Rockefeller Center.
Okay, wait a second. Hold on. And I will link this up for everybody, all of our listeners at mytalk1071.com.
Scroll down. This tree looks so jacked up.
Wait a second.
It is the most 2020 They say it's peak 2020 is how Twitter is talking about it. Scroll down on the link that I sent you because it's Twitter. Scroll down to the third photo because you'll see the actual tree from the yard where they took it down, right? Because they take it down, they find a tree, and then they cut it down and take it to Rockefeller Center. Mm-hmm. On the left, they have a split picture. On the left, it's how it looked when it was cut down. And on the right is how it looked when it arrived. You seen that picture?
Yes, it's like all the needles died on the lower portion of it.
It looks
and just fell off.
Like it got gastric bypass. I mean, it is a real, it's a very Charlie Brown vibe.
How are they going to fill that in?
Maybe they're not going to, and they're just going to say, you know what? Screw it.
I mean, it's really missing a big
a significant chunk
of branches.
A third of its branches now.
What happened, do we think, in the transportation of
it? I think it got smushed.
Yeah? It's just
you know
like,
what else?
Of all years.
What, Dawn?
In this tree, you know, it went, it traveled, what was it, 1,500 miles, 1,200 miles to get to Rockefeller Center. A little owl was in it. They found a baby owl, and
it's
now it traveled the whole way, you guys. And then they took the little owl, and now it's at a sanctuary.
Oh, my God.
But it doesn't have its mom anymore.
Oh, no.
And owls are the scariest birds.
I love owls
owls are
much.
Cool.
Because you're a ghost hunter.
By the way, they're seeing a lot more owls here in Minnesota. The little ones that fit in the palm of your hand. You know which ones I'm talking about?
Hand owls.
Okay, sure. I'll call them hand owls. They're just little. They're just cute little babies. Oh. They're everywhere right now.
I'm so fascinated by owls. I wish I looked up recently if I could go to the
Raptor Center.
The Raptor Center.
You should go.
But it's just, they're not doing that right now. No. I don't think.
If you do, say hi to my turkey guy.
Oh, your vulture turkey.
Yes.
Turkey vulture.
Turkey vulture. I love that guy. He's like 47 years old.
Oh, he's seen it. I've been everywhere, man.
He's got a lot of personality. Anyway, shout out to the Raptor Center.
They're saying the split picture of what it looked like in the yard and how it arrived. It's like a dating profile picture. And then what they look like on your first date. Yes. Oh, my God. Hello.
Yes. You look nothing like your photo.
Hi. You're Jim? You're Jim?
Jim is
Merry
bald
Christmas,
under
everyone.
The hat.
You guys.
Oh, that's a new thing, a new dating thing, hat fishing.
Yep.
Hat fishing.
Yeah, it's like...
You cover your bald head with a hat in your profile picture.
Oh, yeah. If every picture has a hat,
you know that,
you
they're
know
bald.
That they
and
are.
Who cares?
And who cares? Exactly. We just want to see your head. That's
we
all.
We just want to see the real you.
Right.
Yeah. We just don't want to be surprised midway through dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going great. And then suddenly you take off the hat. There's a glare. That's a, for some ladies, I don't know if you like your men bald or with thick hair. Some people like a nice bald head.
Yeah, I don't
bald,
care.
Maybe balding, not as good as bald.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Don't let all of those companies that try to convince you that you need to.
Yeah, you do you. You're fine.
Grow
your
hair.
You're beautiful just the way you are.
Isn't it interesting that we're cool with the concept of men losing their hair? But like if you started going bald, like a comb over sort of a situation.
Mm-hmm. And like alopecia.
Yeah, you'd just totally freak out.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just because.
Weird. You have to shave your legs. I don't know why. I don't know why.
I don't know why either, Steve. Thank you. Anything else, Steve?
I listened back to the portion of us talking about meat. Ramming my pinky finger in my dog's butt for medical reasons years ago, not the current dog. I listened back to that. I very rarely ever hear things that we've done on the show. And it was quite entertaining. It had me laughing out loud in my car last night on the way home. If you missed it, it was, I think, hour two of our podcast of the show yesterday. So you can get the download to My Talk app if you don't have it already. And you can, it all started with Dawn talking about gynecologists. She started it.
It was right after your dirt alert, I think. You were like.
No, it was.
About calls, bad calls.
Okay. After our winner.
Our winner called in. That's it was the final break, yes. It's also going to be on the Thanksgiving Day broadcast. Because I put it in the best of show.
Okay, that's awesome.
While people are eating turkey.
they can actually enjoy Steve talking about his medical procedure he did on his dog's
right
anusis.
Anusio.
Anusio.
Anusio. Yeah. Which...
And my lady doctor person who would get mad at me after doing the butt exam, and then she would just kind of like...
Mad. Why was she mad?
I don't know. Like, what did I do?
Boy.
Anyway. Donna
thought everything was going great.
Yeah.
And then the doctor
and I was like,
out
well, okay, bye. All right. I guess that's that.
I love the concept of a doctor who's seen it all,
and then
seeing
they just
your
leave.
Butt, and then leaving noticeably upset.
Just no goodbye. Just like, all right, door shut. Oh, okay, I guess I'll get dressed then.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, back to turkeys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So turkeys, city turkeys, were a new thing to me when I moved to Minneapolis, St. Paul. I had never seen turkeys in the city. Well, I have a few bizarre turkey attacks here that are pretty funny.
I'm scared of them, but they're so pretty.
Yeah, they are pretty. Well, Courtney Lupchinski in New Jersey, she was enjoying a peaceful family dinner at her home in Teaneck, New Jersey, when a wild turkey crashed through the kitchen window, showering her and her children with glass and mud. I grabbed the kids and we literally ran for our lives out of the house because we were so scared. This was in 2016. The second one I actually love, I'm going to share this on Twitter right now so everyone can see a visual of this done. Okay. In March 2017, a guy witnessed a flock of well-organized turkeys. You can see this video, and they're circling a dead cat in the middle of a street outside Boston. And they're moving in perfect unison, bobbing their heads up and down. And it looked like it was some weird seance or ritual. And nobody knows why they're doing it. It's so strange.
Oh, That's scary.
And then finally here, there was a Brooklyn butcher who had a turkey as a pet in 1924. A guy came in to buy some meat, and this turkey attacked him. He ended up suing the butcher and got about $2,000 in damages, which is a little over $29,000 today.
When turkeys attack.
Wow, that seance dance is weird, man.
Yeah. So crazy. All right, we got to go. We'll come back, though. Leon Rimes has a new chant album coming out. Yep, you heard me right.